Hi Dave and Andrew.
Hello.
Hey bro.
I was just talking about that you play in the streets in London. How does a normal working day look like?
Well, mine and Crow's working days are both completely different, as I'm a guitarist and I have to work a little bit harder than Crow, so he gets to stay in bed for an extra hour.
I rock up to the city around about 1:30, roll a joint, have a bagel and a coffee. I set up my stuff, I do a show, earn my money, have another coffee, and then do another show. And I'll do maybe 4 to 6. I'll aim for about 150, 200 for the day. And then after that, I'd normally buy a really nice, high-grade organic food, go home and cook me and my ex-girlfriend some really nice food. That was me busking.
Also der normale Alltag, der sieht relativ entspannt aus. 2:30, sagt Dave, geht's erstmal in die Stadt, dann gibt's einen Kaffee und einen Bagel, dann ein paar Shows spielen, bis er so 150, 200 Pfund am Tag in der Tasche hat und dann gibt's zu Hause leckeres Bio-Essen mit seiner Freundin. Last month you released your new EP, Shakerism. How different is recording in comparison to working as a street musician?
As a street musician, it's more about capturing the audience who's not actually wanting to be there and passing that over into recording. You're trying to put forwards, I don't know, how would you?
You're trying to capture a moment on the street, and during that capturing of that moment, you understand that when you go to a studio, you want to try and recreate that emotion in the studio. But we found it really difficult when we tried in the beginning. But Shakerism is like an EP, which is a compilation of 2 separate albums, one at the start of our non-street career, just playing gigs, and then a year into us playing gigs when we start to play electric. And now we seem to have like a pretty good formula of capturing that shit, laying it down, and it sounding pretty sick. So it's good.
Also Andrew fand es ganz schwierig, das zusammenzufassen. Dave meinte, das Problem ist, dass man auf der Straße immer so einen Moment hat und den müsste man dann einfangen für die Platte. Und das hat ihnen am Anfang, ist ihnen das sehr schwer gefallen. Mittlerweile haben sie da eine Formel entwickelt, mit der sie das ganz gut hinbekommen. So now we want to hear what you're playing. I just said at the beginning you're mixing beatboxing with blues or
yes,
folk.
That's correct.
Yeah, and we want to listen to that. Which song will you play first?
This is Cream F Feeling and this is from Shakerism.
Dann legen wir los mit Cream F Feeling von der neuen EP von Hey Moon Shaker. Hey Honeymoon Shaker sind zu Gast bei Detektor FM mit ihrer neuen EP und daraus haben wir gerade Cream F Feeling gehört. Dave, you're beatboxing most of the time while Andrew is playing the guitar. How long do I have to practice to do it as good as you do it?
I've been training pretty hard for 6 years, but I've been beatboxing for about 8 years. But playing on the street for your profession means that you play almost every day, and I played almost every day for many years. So I could say 6 years, but as long as you're actually working hard in those 6 years, then perhaps.
Also ich wollte gerade rausfinden, wie lange man eigentlich braucht, um so gut zu beatboxen wie Dave. Er meinte, er hat jetzt 6 Jahre hart trainiert, macht es eigentlich schon 8 Jahre. Und vor allem, weil er jeden Tag quasi professionell damit unterwegs ist, ist das natürlich ein gutes Training. Aber es ist viel Training und es sind viele Jahre, die man dafür braucht. Dave, I saw on YouTube that you were on Britain's Got Talent. How did that happen?
Well, it's so good that you do your job properly, huh? I'll tell you the real reason. I was studying ballet and contemporary dance, and before that I was acting. My dad was pretty happy with the acting. Then I told him I wanted to be a dancer. He didn't really understand. Then he saw me do a performance of dance, and then he accepted that that was going to be all right. Then I told him that I was going to quit dance school and become a beatboxer. Now, at that point, my dad couldn't really, because he had no idea about any of this shit, he just didn't really understand how that was going to be possible. And he didn't show any enthusiasm for that. And then one day he ordered the papers that you need to enter into this TV show, because that was the only way that he could see that it was possible for me. And when he brought the papers home, I was like, it's not really my thing. And he was like, yeah, but this... And I was 19, and he was like, yeah, this could really do something, like give you a leg up maybe. And... So I agreed because he was showing enthusiasm and it seemed like the best idea that I had at that time. And I did it. I don't regret it. I don't regret anything I've done. But it is funny. Obviously, it's funny that I did a TV show. But what's funnier is that I fucking nailed it when I went there. The video did really well and that kickstarted my career. I didn't get remembered for that. Now I'm remembered for other stuff. So I'm pretty happy about it. I would highly advise anybody else just not doing it and working towards their own thing. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I know that the experience is fucking horrible.
Dave hat gerade erzählt, wie er in eine britische Talentshow gekommen ist, sowas wie, jetzt überlege ich gerade, wie heißt denn das im Deutschen? Das Supertalent, so ähnlich.
Das Supertalent.
Yeah, that's the German name for it.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's fucking cool.
It's the same, it's pretty much the same thing.
Three guys.
Und wir haben ihn gefragt, oder ich habe ihn gefragt, wie er da hingekommen ist. Und er hat erzählt, er hat vorher darstellende Kunst und Tanz studiert, hat das irgendwann abgebrochen und wollte Beatboxen. Und sein Vater war total dagegen, hat aber irgendwann diese Papiere ihm vorgelegt und gesagt, geh in diese Show, das ist zumindest eine Möglichkeit. Und er fand das ganz cool, dass sein Vater sich da drum gekümmert hat und ist da hingegangen. Hat gesagt, es hat ihm geholfen, auch seine Karriere irgendwie in Schwung zu bringen, aber es war unglaublich schrecklich, in dieser Sendung mitzuwirken. So, now we want to listen to another song of yours. So, which one is it?
This next one's called MF45.
MF45.
45. See my babe.
said, ooh, hey, yeah, yep, and you come and I get you.
MF45 von Hey Moonshaker waren das hier in der Session bei Detektor FM und die dazugehörige EP Shakerism, die ist schon erschienen. Jetzt wollen wir natürlich noch wissen, was als nächstes auf sie zukommt. Jetzt sind sie gerade auf Tour. So guys, you're touring now. Are you staying in Germany or what are the plans for the next time?
Yeah, we're heading up to Berlin for this evening. And then we go to...
We go to the Czech Republic for 3 days.
We're doing a blues festival over there and we've been wanting to get over to Czech for a while. So and also, I've never been to Berlin, so I'm very excited about going to Berlin. I've got a few friends I'm going to catch up with up there. So
yeah, one more day and then touring just continues.
This German tour has been fantastic and so we just want to say a big thank you to everyone who's who we've met on the road. And yeah, cheers guys.
Yeah, all the people... on a fucking Sunday who sold out a small venue.
Was that in Passau or Jena? Sunday.
It was Jena, and it was like 150 capacity. They had 170 and they let them in on a Sunday night. I couldn't believe it. It was fucking love Germany, man. Love how much you love music. It's like Passion number one.
Also sie sind beeindruckt, das hat man am Ende gehört von der Deutschland-Tour. In Jena haben sie am Sonntag den Laden gleich doppelt ausverkauft. Das hat sie total geflasht. Und die Tour geht morgen noch nach Berlin, dann in die Tschechische Republik. Da können sie also Hey Moonshaker sehen. Ansonsten auch bei uns auf der Webseite, da gibt's die Videos von der Session heute mit den beiden. Das war's also. Ich sag danke, thank you guys for coming here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.